And this is it. You're not going to have these problems. Fuck the drugs. Fuck the cigarettes. Fuck that dumb bitch. It all starts fucking today, all right? No more fucking excuses. That's the fucking... This is the year of the fucking soldier.
Yeah. So let me mansplain. Episode 50. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Man, this is episode 50. You're rolling with me. For survival, I never lie, tell the truth. Hand on the Bible, you niggas looking scared, man. I caught them calling 5-0s. Let me mansplain. Now we fa on arrival. 50-50. You're rolling with me. For survival, I never lie, tell the truth. Hand on the Bible, you niggas looking scared, man. I caught them calling 5-0s. Let me mansplain. Now we fa. Fear Bavaria in your area. Nigga got that dog in him chest on Bull Terrier. I'm so superior. Even though shit just gets thick as Mariah, I'm always gon' carry ya. I'm presidential on my campaign. Dropping isn't dropping damn gain. 50-50, let me mansplain. Intellectual jewels, giving y'all the tools. Ism on your mindset. Niggas thought we was gone, but we came back like a fine ex. Work hard like Mexicans. Ism on ism, we blessing us. Bodies on bodies, killing the mic. Send bouquets to the next kin. Love and peace to the man, them. You the ones we always ride for. Even though it's only fuck 12.
Man, this episode 50. You're rolling with me. For survival, I never lie, tell the truth. Hand on the Bible, you niggas looking scared, man. I caught them calling 5-0s. Let me mansplain. Now we fa on arrival. 50-50. You're rolling with me. For survival, I never lie, tell the truth. Hand on the Bible, you niggas looking scared, man. I caught them calling 5-0s. Let me mansplain. Now we fa.
I'm a wizard with this shit. I dust the mic off just to spit. Running everything. I don't remember how to slip. Stuck a couple fucks where the sun don't shine. Now my watch scream is 5:30. Fuck your time. Fuck. Big stepper G talking, so they stand in line. Watch you don't turn to dust, cause you down for the grind. Double down on my Ebonics, I'm the nigga. Take a shot at me, I cut up both your trigger fingers. Don't be mesmerized like you ain't accustomed to the flow. We been slicking shit and dropping jewels for 50 episodes. Pimpin's how we kept it. Let me teach the bros the oath. Right hands of the sky, bless the never.
Man, this episode 50. You're rolling with me. For survival, I never lie, tell the truth. Hand on the Bible, you niggas looking scared, man. I caught them calling 5-0s. Let me mansplain. Now we fa on arrival. 50-50. You're rolling with me. For survival, I never lie, tell the truth. Hand on the Bible, you niggas looking scared, man. I caught them calling 5-0s. Let me mansplain. Now we fa.
He's not AM10.
Good to hear he was the one who flew out to Turkey to get the BBL.
Damn! I'm sorry to say it, all my black people don't hate me like a motherfucker, but right now, bruh, we need the fucking DA. Oh, hell
no! Can they privatize Bafana, cause them niggas thank.
Dag you.
Wouldn't go.
Dag you. My father doesn't like baby, baby.
Sensational.
You know what I think? I think Maguire had a folder from Epstein's Island, and all these coaches that keep playing him went there.
I don't care if it's Ziyech or Mount or someone that can make that final pass and slip it in pause to these niggas.
I mean, what the fuck? Every time I come over here, you always gotta take me through this homosexual rigmarole, man, with your terminology, man. What the fuck is wrong with you, man?
Let me mansplain podcast.
Hello.
Yo.
Hey, Mumbura Mbuzo, Uncle Sam. Yo. In New York, oh, bro. Damn.
Hey.
No, we don't have that to cook. Hey, oh. Sam Zone.
Sensational.
CR17.
Bruh. Ha. Huh. I don't even call him that. This man is no goal scorer. Try my own goal pen.
He's not AM10.
Oh, what? Oh, my daughter.
Right, yes, that was such a sensational double entendre. Because got Nai Royal AM, there's nothing royal about it, Lapa.
So sad.
But all things being considered, that nigga's living life, fit.
Oh, he's out.
He's living life.
Leave him alone. They must leave him alone.
No more.
Hey dog, like nah, let him do him. Like I'm not even mad whenever I see him. It's just I just laugh because some of the things he does.
I laugh literally, like niggas doing him, like not
care for bro.
Like that's how we're supposed to live, bro. Like I don't know about y'all, but that's why I think you're supposed to like have kids to work for them to do whatever the hell they want to do, and then they'll get good at something at least, and then keep it going.
I got the pride in King Woods. I mean, a single like a cool Robin Boogie's tweets. I mean, if it's a bunch back, they let it go tweets, bro. Good to where he was the one who flew out to Turkey to get the BBL.
Jesus Christ.
Yo,
bro. I keep looking back to the videos.
But bro, I ain't a body shaming nigga or nothing, but bro, I think a public service announcement is that when niggas start getting shaped like that, we need to start doing something. But like health is important, profit.
especially if you play soccer, like you're supposed to be an athlete.
Bro, South African niggas, too many South African niggas have hips, bro. Niggas are ready to give birth out here. That's like,
damn.
The birth. Oh shit.
Push gift.
Damn.
Yo. Ha 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 ha. Ha ha ha. I gag. But niggas out here shaped like butternuts, bro. Nag.
That is hilarious. That is hilarious. I've never heard that one before.
Bro, wow, nah. Wow.
I didn't know where that one was going. Yeah.
Bro,
sensational.
It's just not it. It's not it. Jfetsu, and you know what's even funny about this whole thing? Because, bro, the nigga who even said it first was the one who disobeyed the rule even the most. Because Upegicele was almost like stomach in, chest out, bro. But the nigga himself is a butternut, bro.
So sad.
The fuck the yams at?
Devil and Sandra.
Exactly.
Or triple. Anyway, man. Jesus.
Bro.
But yeah, let's do it.
Either way, man, we back in again with the world's most sensational podcast. With yours truly, Bavaria in your area.
Wesley Sniper. Oh shit.
Oh why? Hi.
Yo.
God,
yo, niggas are again. Too rusty, bro.
Start again. I'll cut it out. Let's go.
Yo, man, we back in here with the world's most sensational podcast with yours truly.
Podcast.
Bavaria. Yo,
a correct
okay,
succeed.
Okay,
the nigga will use words he don't really know.
Yeah, it's peace.
All right. Run it back. Lelelani. Lelelani. This is the world's most sensational podcast.
Sensational.
With yours truly, Bavaria in your area. Even though life gets thick as Mariah or his carrier, with the ulterior so good that it will match the interior. With ism so thick, it's better than Durban Girl's Daria.
Sensational.
Butternuts.
Okay.
Sensational. The out here, man.
Sensational.
The bringer of truth, dropper of ism, getting rid of the ignorance and derision. Cut so deep like an incision.
Dude,
Aibu.
We here, man. We here. We here to be sensational. We here to cook up a real joint, man. Ow.
Yo, man, this is Wesley Sniper. I shoot him from a distance like Roberto Carlos.
I said the guy can be the leader. Zara bata for what problems they have been saying. That guy is really let me mansplain. That's Kylie now.
Yo, man, and this is the Let Me Mansplain podcast where everything goes just as long as you can mansplain it. I will. But Fitz, why are niggas so rusty? Dingegi for play or something, yin?
Pause.
I mean, what the fuck? Every time I come over here, you always gotta take me through this homosexual rigmarole, man. With your terminology, man. What the fuck is wrong with you, man?
Pause.
What? What?
Or considering the number of the episode, 5 play.
Sensational.
50. Episode 50.
Bro.
Wow, no energy.
Aye, bro. Either way, the way you look at it, bro. 50 is a lot.
It is. Like, yes, the way that flew by in a year and some change.
50 is not a small number, bro. We've been out here, dog.
Been sensational.
Getting rich without dying trying.
Sensational.
Okay. Yep. Or you die to get rich.
I get Nipsey Hussle's.
No, 50 cents, because 50. Jesus.
Yeah. Come on. Jesus. Like, hey, where's this guy taking things?
Well, they need to go. Either way, man. Just go niggas. Back to the most pressing topic of the day, which was Ubiba Ramaphosa. Because that nigga, man.
Oh, he hasn't that. He ain't got kicked from the case. I found some boy.
Yo.
Sensational.
Yo.
Super sensational.
You know what's the thing? The thing that's funny about this whole guy, bro, is that when Uzuma was around, there was all these rating agencies that were saying, when putting South Africa in junk status, and we were like this, and the rand was being manipulated, and Eskom, even though people were, it was controversial, but load shedding was a minimal, the rand to the dollar was doing quite well, and people were complaining, bro. But here, Ramaphosa showed his really tits up, but no one's saying anything. Nigga got caught with money under his sofa. Bro, even Trevor Noah's quiet, bro.
Bruh.
It's not
even that. I think South Africans, we're just so accustomed to fucking corruption, we just don't give a fuck anymore, bro. Like, really don't care. Everyone is going to steal at some point. And I really don't give a shit. All we know is that these niggas ain't coming back. In 2024, watch. These niggas ain't coming back.
Who's going to sub in, bro?
I don't know.
Realistically, who could actually sub in?
That's my thing.
I'm sorry to say it. All my black people don't hate me like a motherfucker. But right now, bro, we need the fucking DA. I am sorry.
Hold up. Wait a minute. Something ain't right.
You're fucking needed.
You're on your own there.
I know I'm on my own bed, but y'all niggas need those motherfuckers, bro.
The problem is everything is racial. Like the thing that irritates me the most in life. Everything is racial with other races. Like, that's my thing. I don't understand. It's like, okay, cool, we'll fix this, but black people must suffer in some way. Like, why? All the time. Like, why are you always thinking about us? Like, shit, leave us alone.
We do it to ourselves, bro. We do it to ourselves. We are self-sabotaging motherfuckers. We really are self-sabotaging motherfuckers.
It's like, it's passed down, not to get deep with it, but it's passed down from generation to generation. So, if...
At what point does it break then?
How? When we get some black people who are serious about some shit.
But there's a lot of black people who are serious about shit. Because I think the biggest thing right now about South Africa is that the reality and what people think the reality is are two farly different things because just the media, I find media is compromised. The media is compromised. Even these, because Ramaphosa, bruh, there's a reason why they will refuse to let go of who his funders were. And if you look at how he's been moving, he has won mandates from his handlers, and it's to release as much of the public state's enterprises into private hands as possible. That's why
he's weakening. He's weakening every single one of them so that they look at, as if they're not functioning.
And he sells them
and then
off.
The value of them decreases, and then they can be sunk. Yeah, easily.
Kanjalo nje. The only thing I'd like, can they privatize Bafana? Because them niggas stank. That's the one I won't mind. I won't mind if they privatize.
No,
Bafana,
no one cares. Let put no one cares.
They can privatize that one, bro. I don't mind, bro. Yo, okay. That one.
It's okay. Experiment however you want to. It's fine. We'll go with it.
Go ahead, bro.
We can even have international players. It's fine.
It might make a difference.
Skawara, boy.
You know, do like beast. Do like beast. Just change the nationality. It'd be good.
Bro, 100%. Hand over.
Or other systems offline.
Damn! Affairs.
Sensational.
Sensational. Wah la la.
James, you guys are wrong. You guys are wrong. What happened to
you
National
started
Pride? What happened to National Pride? Standing with the boys. Scheme. Aye, but bro, when there's countries that blow, Brian, aye, but finals just one of them. Bro. Ha! Ah, bro.
Hi.
Things that are wrong with this country, bro. And like, why is it that, Jay, just to put on the tinfoil hats, what is it about into a platway, itina, bro, niggas, bro? It just goes to shit. Because, bro, if you look at sports, cricket, niggas are putting this work in. Niggas are actually competing for World Cups. Rugby, niggas are putting this work in. Football,
yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You know, it's a perfect... Like, we find
and we're
a
the
way
best in the
win.
World. Athletics, my nigga. Athletics, we don't play with that. Well,
thank you.
Like, we have some of the best in the world. Not just we participate. We have gold medalists. Record breakers.
See? Yeah, boo.
Bro,
Paralympian champions, nigga. Now,
bro, even Moncler was a champion before niggas started showing up.
Who?
Bro, Moncler, bro.
Oh yeah,
Hi, bro. Hi, niggas started showing up. Things I said we logish le yana boy.
Let's just facts.
Yeah, because I remember when I saw it after years, and I'm like,
huh. Got that, like, right. whoa. Hold up. Let's not give it too much fucking praise. If you know the history of this place, RDP. RDP, you know what I'm saying?
Kind like of bluff
type shit, yeah.
Hey, bro. But also, bro, like, another thing that I find funny is that when we talk about niggas, like, we all get put in the same bucket, but white people, we know how to separate them.
That's because white people made it a point to separate themselves. White people know that I'm Scandinavian, he's European, or he's Dutch, or he's Hollish, or he's whatever.
Yes, yes.
They separate themselves. They make it a point.
You're 100% correct. Because
that shit.
You're 100% correct because I was watching the... I think it was the Steinhoff documentary. And then the person I was watching it with was like, you know, they don't even consider themselves white. They just consider themselves Afrikaner. Like, that's how they all consider themselves. Like, they're not white in their eyes. They are whatever nationality, I mean, whatever cultural thing that they are. Whether it's Afrikaner, whether it's Italian. Oh, yeah, but Italian, Sicilian. You're not just Italian, you're Sicilian.
Oh, Sicilians. The mafias.
You know what I'm saying? They make sure that they tell you that they're Sicilian. They're not Italian.
They separate the thing. You know,
now imagine they're not even whites at that. They're just Sicilian.
I think it's purely because black people are all one thing. We were created to be one thing.
No,
because when they took us, when they took us and they broke us down, they didn't give us much space or breathing room to differentiate yourself or recognize yourself as a human being. We were just seen as subhuman, and they just threw us in one bucket.
Listen to this part. And
what do you mean?
We're all black, but we're diverse.
Facts.
We're definitely diverse. We have so many cultures, so many.
We have similar upbringings, definitely, because we're black and our parents all come from the hood. But we're different people now. We've grown and done our own things. We have our own beliefs. So this is living proof.
There's so many different languages in this country. That alone tells you that's a cultural difference on its own.
Crazy.
The way that we're going to do things, the way that we're going to praise God, the way that we're going to, bro, it's all going to be different.
No, and actually, you're right.
Yeah, bro, it's all going to be
different. No, you're right. You're right, because it's like we don't consider ourselves black until we do some shit wrong. Yep. It's like, hey, this Zulu nigga, hey, this Tswana nigga, hey, this Sotho nigga, whatever. But then whenever something goes wrong, it's like, black people, bro, we always. So why do we whenever shit is going right, we like to separate ourselves. Whenever shit is going wrong, we like to group ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Bro, I think
it's the opposite for white people. Barely. Whenever shit is going wrong, they want to separate themselves. Now they want to go with their own families. They want to take care of their own people. And whenever shit is right, whenever they get like a big company or a big legislature done, then they want to be like, we as white students, bruh. Real shit.
Bruh, like honestly, now to think about it, bro, it's like what things meant to be and what they actually look like, because it's like, black people, even if you've never set foot in Europe, if a European person comes, you won't say, oh, do you know John from whatever? But if you set foot in like Europe or in the Americas, they'll be like, oh, do you know Kojo?
Damn.
It's like, what do you mean? Do I know Kojo? Yeah, you from Africa, aren't you?
I'm gonna go
to
I'm gonna go to Russia and I'm gonna say, do you know Vladimir? Which one? They're gonna say which one? Which one? Exactly. You see, we. Which one?
Like, sensational.
Like, bro, yes, to them with the same thing. Yes, we the same thing, because it's like in a lot of their eyes, Jay, they don't look at us as humans. Maybe some of them now, but Jay, for the longest,
it was craziness back then. And even like normal people, even white people below you, were looking at you crazy. And it's like, son, dog,
You ain't shit. But sometimes, bro, I'm going to say something wild, bro. But sometimes the monkey nigga comparison is on point, bro. Some of the things we be running around doing, bro.
I know we monkey the fuck around.
We like to indulge in senseless and numbing things. Like, I'm making this deep as a joke.
Pain, trauma.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Trauma, so it's like, fuck. Because I was watching this documentary and I'm like, I realized after every war, people actually go through shit. Like, when I was watching this other documentary, I was like, like, people are still traumatized. I remember it was called the Roaring Twenties, the 1920s, because that was after World War One, and people were like, fuck it, I want to live it up. Like, that actually happens after traumatic events. That's craziness.
I remember even the psychedelic, the psychedelics in Germany started going up, because during the wartime, they've even given crystal meth as part of their survival packages because of
Nazis. To
factor the whole the whole point that we're in a fucking war, bro. Like, while you're fighting, they give you crystal meth, and you're able to like go out and
makes
do
you
your
more
thing.
Aggressive.
You're not gonna do that shit sober, bro. You're not gonna kill a motherfucker sober.
That's how they come back and sometimes become crack addicts. And makes sense.
And you come back with the thousand yard stare. Like, your eyes sink into your head and you just, your whole, your face actually changes. Not because of you lost weight or something, but just under the duress of all that pressure and that trauma, your actual facial makeup changes. I saw this crazy before and after thing, bro. Like, niggas would go in the war, like, how they'll be nice, fresh young men with the future ahead of
them.
That's
true, and then I've seen that
by
shit.
The time they come out the war, niggas come out looking like Lil Wayne, bro.
Damn.
So Weezy, baby.
Like, have you seen him, though, yo?
Bro, look. Yeah, but Lil Wayne is the of hip hop, bro. That's just an ancestor. That's someone we have deep reverence and respect for. But yo, my Mount man is looking a bit rough.
Ah, it's heavy. Man. And he just turned 40.
It's crazy, though. It's crazy. He just turned 40. It's crazy. And Beyonce, I think, too, just turned 40. It's crazy. Like, they've been on TV before we were, since before we were born.
Bruh.
Craziness.
Bruh.
And we grew up knowing their songs. Aye, but then Weezy's 08, aye, in 08, bruh. That was crazy. Carter 3.
Took off.
Carter 3. When
he took off. He took over the whole, like, the whole game.
Carter 3 was craziness. That was some crazy time, but yeah.
Bro, you know, it's actually kind of mad that talking about how Carter 3 dropped, this sometimes makes me aware of, like, age gaps, bro. Because when you talk to, like, even some hands that you make, they that are like 21, and you talk about Carter 3, they're like, huh?
Like, Carter 3 was a moment in time. Lil Wayne, bro. We all had to know, what's his joints? Amelie. We all had to know Amelie, bro.
Of course.
All of us. Back when we used to write lyrics down. Come on, bro. Come on, man.
Come on,
bro.
Man.
Like, even that thing of where were you when something dropped, bro. Leonardo DiCaprio's conversations must be mad, bro. Because all his things are under 25, dog. So, he's like, hey, remember when Whitney Houston dropped I'll Always Love You?
Where would the NGMG die?
Jeez, bro. That's heaviness.
Bro, even when the man was talking about someone. Titanic, bro, when
he he's in such an iconic movie that's like a coming of age movie to watch when you're getting older. And it's like, nigga, I saw you when I was 18 and you want me. You know what I'm saying? I saw you when I was 18 and now that I'm older, you want me.
Sensational. Sensational. That's the thing. Sensational age is like fine wine. This is why Future can also have young things.
Vampires. What if they're vampires? They just drink the saliva of young women. She lit me like a lollipop. I said, she's so sweet, make you wanna lick her.
And as I was talking to someone the other day, I was like, bro, we even made a comparison with South African artists just to make it even clearer to ourselves. People don't make, they don't make superstars anymore. Or superstars don't make them. The people don't, artists don't want to make themselves superstars anymore. Facts. I was thinking about Super Mega. The last artist in our country to become an international superstar on that level was Super Mega, bro.
That new song with Nasty C is fire. It's a hit.
Oh, Lemonade.
It's a hit. It's not my flavor, but it's nice.
You know when you can hear a hit, but it's not for you.
Yeah, that's
true. The only thing that pisses me off is that Beyonce fans are going to start claiming that shit. Because Beyonce fans have been doing too much this week, bro.
They're
claiming Lemonade. Tiwe Guti, Beyonce on herself is more famous and is more popular than football.
Chill.
Jose, hey, but did you see Jose with Stormzy's thing?
Yes. And Lapu, he had lost a game. He lost a game, went and shot a music video that same night. Thanks to you.
Pep Guardiola could never.
But he's still
Pep Guardiola would see all those niggas around him and get PTSD. Yes, that nigga doesn't like niggas, bro. Pep doesn't like niggas, bro.
Yeah, he always ships them out.
Pep does not like
them with Spanish niggas.
Like, Jose, bro. To me, Jose, Jose and Ancelotti are the greatest coaches in football.
Now, Jose does very well with a black striker. It's always a black striker under Jose Mourinho. Always a black striker.
And they'll cook.
Benny McCarthy. Didier Drogba.
Samuel Eto'o.
Samuel Eto'o. Tammy Abraham now. All right, bro. Come on. Come on,
always
niggas are cooking.
Cooks, bro.
Lukaku, that's his place. Lukaku could have been a beast under Mourinho, and I don't know what happened.
Yeah, Belmchita needed to work his first touch, bro.
Yeah. At Everton, he broke the record. The scoring.
I played at Everton, fair to, he was playing fish and chips football. All he had to do is swing his foot when the ball was in the box. We said, good deed.
Yeah.
Hey, but bro, remember peak Lukaku? Remember when Lukaku still looked like Chief Keef? Oh, hell no! Hey, that man was a... I don't know.
This bitch is love Sosa.
Oh, yeah, love Sosa, Lukaku. There's no striker that was so love Sosa, Lukaku, bro.
300. How old are you? 300.
300.
First of all, let's be clear, Chief Keef is only 16, so don't be 16. Oh, you're not? Why does everybody say you're only 16 years old?
They say what they want to say.
How old are you?
300.
Ha, 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 ha. That's 50 times 4.
Love Sosa Lukaku is peak. That's back when Lukaku was that nigga. Man, J.I., right? He cut the hair and lost the strength like Samson.
I know all these listeners counted 50 years, 50 times 4, 300. Quick maths. Anyway.
Quick maths. Hey.
I know niggas counted. I was also guessing, but I got it right. Shit.
Yo,
episode
right.
50.
Sensational. Sensational. That went over my head. Nigga went over my head with arithmetic.
Pause. No?
I don't know.
Ha, come on, bro. Pause for that. Educated niggas. Aye, bro.
But in terms of football, a lot has happened since we recorded. Thomas Tuchel got sacked.
How do you feel about that, bro?
I don't know.
Hey, bro, that was...
I felt that it was kind of harsh, but at the same time, it's like, hey, guys, we need to stop performing again, and we need something new. And Gary Potter or Gavin Potter, what's his name? What's this nigga's name? I don't even know. Graham Potter, whatever. Yeah, Graham Potter. I forgot his name, his first name. Sure. This nigga is still, it's like, it's a little better. And Sterling has now, like, Chelsea looks very brand new now. It's so weird to my eyes. But it's like now Sterling is a front man, but there's still something missing. There's a gear. There's a final pass. There's a formation that we're missing that can unlock a number 10. I don't care if it's Ziyech or Mount or someone that can make that final pass and slip it in. Pause to these niggas.
I mean, what the fuck? Every time I come over here, you always got to take me through this homosexual rigmarole, man, with your terminology, man. What the fuck is wrong with you, man?
And boom, goals will start flying.
It's yours. Yo. No, we'll leave it there, bro. No need to that. But yo, that's all I'll say. Yes, Chief. I think when it comes to Chelsea, and actually a lot of Premier League teams, I feel like these niggas have the paper, but they don't know how to plan a squad properly.
Not at all. And wait. But sorry to cut you, but which league do you guys think is the best league in the world?
I think
Premier, bub.
Not Premier League. I think it's the Spanish League.
For quality of football, it's definitely
Spain, bro.
To watch, it has to be Premier.
For me, what ticks all the boxes for me, Serie A. When niggas come against each other, it feels like a battle. When AC and Inter come against each other, it's war. When Juve come in, it's war. When Roma comes in, even though Roma isn't like the same Roman as it used to be back in the day, it's still there's still some pride.
They cooking
shit.
They cooking
niggas
though.
Fight, and the way the gameplay craziness. Why do you think Napoli and them? When you count, my bad, catch you, but when you count the teams that are actually like that can make it to a Champions League semi, it's Napoli, AC Milan, Inter Milan, Juve.
I disagree with that heavily. I disagree with that point.
But Juve is kind of going down now.
I know, but I'm saying
none of them. Struggle to make it out their group. This is what my problem with Italy is that these niggas are all good, but they're good amongst themselves. Because when they get to Europe, bro, niggas struggle. Like AC was struggling to beat Salzburg, bro. Like
when lost Italian champion, an Italian team reached the final. When an Italian club reached the final, it's been a minute.
Bro, like 2017 was the last time, bro. And that was Juventus in its peak. Like when Pogba and all them man. Okay, no, Pogba had just left. It was Dybala's first season. And I remember Mandzukic was cooking. Higuain was cooking. That back three, Upazagli, Bonucci, Chiellini was still there.
Rock solid.
Even, even the keeper, bro. Buffon was still there. Niggas were cooking.
But Chesney was going crazy too. Yeah.
Ah, bro. Like, that was that was the last time an Italian team did something.
Wasn't Mandzukic there?
Bruh, Mandzukic was there, bro. Who can ever forget that fucking scorcher, bro, that he scored in the final, bro? What the hell? If it's a bicycle kick like that.
It's craziness, bro. But these niggas, bro, this feels like a new dawn of football in general. It's like there was a reset button and now they're doing it right again, where they're developing youth with it. Like, there was a bit of a gray area where like, all the options were getting exhausted or some shit. I don't know why. I don't know what that is. Like, I don't know why I feel that way. But then now it's just a refresh. I still think that it's
Spain, bro. Because Vinny Boy is cooking.
No. Bro. Vinny's cooking, but Haaland... problem.
I knew this was going to happen, bro.
No, it's obvious, tell me, but...
You're making Michelin star dishes, fit, and all they gave you was pap, and they gave you some salt, and you make Michelin star dishes there in Dortmund. Bro, niggas playing with, like, outside of Royce... And Hummels, bro, everyone else is dead wood. Everyone else is dead wood. Nigga was cooking like that. Obviously, at City,
it's craziness. It's crazy. He's bullying. He's bullying. Haaland is bullying. Like, he's throwing his legs everywhere. Pause. He's just going in.
Bullying these niggas, bro.
He's bullying these niggas. Like, he's actually taller than 90% of these niggas, bro.
He's faster. He's strong,
he doesn't need too many chances. Don't give him more than one chance.
Really?
Like, he doesn't need that.
He kind of reads the player too. He kind of reads players too. Like defenders, he knows them. His knows after the one struggle with the defender. This one's weak on this side.
This is how I feel like. Yep. And sometimes he makes them run. I love when he makes them run. Now it's time. Take the ball from me now. Come, let's go. When he's like, come, let's run. That's when he's a monster for real, bro. It's like, when he does his like anime run.
When he stretches,
anime run.
Nah, his positioning is crazy. His positioning is crazy, and that's why he bangs in so many goals every season. Oh, for the last few games, I remember the Community Shield when he missed the sitter. I was like, that's fine, it's okay, and he even laughed. I'm like, no, leave him alone, it's fine. And then since the goal against Dortmund, he wasn't supposed to score. Number one, Cancelo, that pass. Craziness, disgusting. Outside foot, mids, Haaland. Only Zlatan could score that shit. Only Zlatan, other player in the world could reach that shit.
Blaz. Oh yeah, Lewandowski though. Lewandowski.
Yeah, he surprises me. He surprised me as to how athletic he is. He surprises me sometimes.
Dala.
Yeah, that's the thing. Those
niggas, bro, are made for about Fetu. I'm a catcher manager, bro. They built different. About Chris, Lewandowski, Benzema, old niggas of this day, bro. Modric, bro. This niggas.
Modric. Nah, Modric was like 37 for 5 years, bro. Come on. That nigga's like 45. That nigga's 45. I'm now telling you. He's in his 40s. He has the hairstyle of a 40-year-old. Come on.
Yes, I'll say this with chess. Modric is at the same table with Zidane, Iniesta, and Xavi. Modric is also
easy.
There.
Easy.
Yeah, he's like definitely. When you watch him, it's like, okay, this is easily one of the greatest to ever touch a football just for the sake of playing the game that you were born to play this game. KDB is next. Kevin De Bruyne is next. He was born to play this game.
KDB goes to that table. Yeah, that's true. I don't think he gets in that table, bro.
I don't think he does, but this nigga, bro, he was born to play soccer.
Give him a few more years, bro.
Nah, you'll never get to that table, bro. He'll never get to that table.
It's not even give him a few more years, but it's like, it's an assured pass. It's an assured, accurate pass. He'll get it to you no matter how, but it'll be perfect on a play for you every single time.
This is my problem with KDB. KDB, bro, you can play him off the field. KDB, bro, you put niggas on him who are going to make him uncomfortable in the midfield. You play him off the field and then he's gone. Look at what happened with Madrid when they put Casemiro on the boy. Ah, man was gone, bro. And that's the difference. No matter who, like, if you think about Modric, you think about Iniesta, Xavi, you think about Zizou, you think about guys like Lothar Matthäus, these players, no matter who you put on them, niggas are cooking. When Lothar Matthäus was a man who, when Maradona was there, they'd give him to Matthäus like, hi, put Maradona in your pocket. And he did exactly that. And they won the World Cup. Germany won the World Cup in the 90s.
I'll be extreme. So, bro,
these are niggas, bro. No matter what you do to them, you can, like, these are niggas that teams plan entire tactics just for this, to stop this man. Men like Messi and Ronaldo and Lewandowski, the coach will just say, yeah, we need to stop this guy. We'll put two guys. Your job is just to mark Messi this whole game. Forget the other 10 niggas. Just mark this guy. I don't think De Bruyne gets on that level, bro. I haven't seen anything. He's going to go down as a legend.
You haven't seen anything? What?
Bro, not that level.
It's like, are you looking for like final passes? Because they'll keep winning the Premier League and like English trophies, but they can't win the Champions League. Will you believe him then? When he makes a final pass?
I was going to say that.
I'm just like, saying,
are you going to believe him when that happens?
It's not that I don't believe him. It's not that I'm saying that De Bruyne does not go into the greatest of all time. He does not go to the top five. Wood De Bruyne is in the clutch slightly under
that. No, not top five. I'm saying top 10.
Top 10.
And like, by the end of his career, he'll easily be in the top 10.
The longevity. That's what I'm saying, my bro. The longevity bit, bruh.
We'll see how it goes. He's what, 31 now? 32?
Yeah. But we'll see. Yeah, I guess we will see. But a lot of these niggas, bro, longevity. These niggas were teenagers all the way through. About Xavi and Iniesta, bro, all the way through. Until they were old. Baby, she's I bet you. As soon as they... Zizou, bro, Xavi was another...
That nigga was born to play. He was born to play. Like,
I think that's the reason why Bavaria is kind of, that's an argument that if you keep bringing up the born to play thing, he's also hopping in on that. Because the difference is Kevin De Bruyne only progressively
got better. Technically good. Yeah, he's technically good.
Yeah, he progressively got better. And also with De Bruyne,
not that he was special. I feel you.
No, he's special.
I hate to use him as an example, and it's a horrible example, but Neymar. Like, you saw he was special.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter what the tricks and the flicks or anything. Messi, everyone knew he was special. Like, there was a feeling when he came. I get you.
You see what I'm saying? Like, no homo. Pause. Like, Neymar, as much as niggas don't want to give him, but Neymar is going to go down next to Pele. At the end of his career, he's going to be the second best Brazilian player to ever play football. And that's going to sound like a hot take. But Neymar is special, bro. It's just that he's a dickhead. And Futsi,
Chris Brown,
you can't dap a nigga like that.
I keep saying
Instead of beating Rihanna, he's beating his sister in a different kind of way.
Sensational.
Sensational.
Yo, bruh.
I was thinking, did you guys hear about those diss tracks?
I heard all of them,
but did you guys notice how when Casper did his, it just ended everything, just extinguished everything, and everyone went back to their regular scheduled programming?
Bro,
so sad.
it literally happened. Everyone's like,
I used to fight you on this, ne?
All right.
I actually thought Casper had the sauce, but I ain't egg, bro.
Everyone's like, ah, it's okay, sure. Like, okay, we get you, but it's like, it was getting better.
Now he came like a week later, bro. Come on, like he came like a week later.
It's not even that. It's like we heard KO, we heard Duncan, we heard Questa. Like, okay, cool, niggas were rapping. And then,
I like, you know what, you know what? I was telling someone, I was like, no, bro. I like the fact that he used that as an opportunity to just make some money.
Yes, I like the idea behind it. No, I like the idea behind it, but it's like if you're gonna like make a call, then like make a call. Like, come on, just make a call. Like, say something like,
yeah, that was whack.
No, or just say something like, they don't play your songs in the club no more, way they're serving biliato. Like, make it dope. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man.
But someone said that it was better than KO's. I was like, that was wacker than KO's. I was like, hold up.
No. KO's one was a lyrical exercise. He's the only one that can jump in and out of flows in this country like that easily.
That's true.
And don't sell look shit to the man.
But then Duncan is like one of the best with bars. Bar for bar.
Surgical. That nigga. Yo.
Bar for bar and storytelling.
Town on him, bro. Fucking murdered him.
And he's a good storyteller.
Nah, bro. That was on some battle rap shit, bro.
That was battle rap. That was battle rap for real.
That was some distance. Like, fuck you, nigga. Die right now type shit, bro. Mm-hmm. Yo, that was murder.
But that takes me to this week's top five.
Top five, top five, top five.
This is a top five. Jesus Christ. This is a top five diss tracks of all time. Right.
Of all time. All beefs.
So South Africans won't make
in hip hop all around the world.
In hip hop all around the world, yes.
Ooh.
So I'm going to give you my five. And then
you know what? I'm not even going to contribute. Let's hear your top five and then we'll
and
rate
then honorable
it.
Mentions. Yeah. Number five, I have Exodus 23 verse 1, Pusha T.
Okay.
Bitch, nigga. Okay. I know. Men's went in on the way. Because you're talking about some
good
deep
mention.
Shit. At number four, who shot you?
Ah, definitely. Definitely. Oh, but at number four, I guess yo, I need to hear number three, two, and
okay,
one.
Okay.
Number three, Ether, Nas.
What? Fuck.
Ibo.
Woo! Whoa, hold up. Ibo.
That was my number one for a long time, but we'll hear two and one and we'll see. Number two,
yeah.
No Vaseline, Ice Cube.
Okay, yeah.
Are you
okay,
crazy?
Yeah, okay. Mm-mm.
Are you crazy or
but
no?
Not? At
no,
mm-mm. But yeah, number one.
Above Ether.
Ether was crazy though. You're right. Ether was crazy.
Bruh.
But anyway, number one.
That's why I fucked your bitch, you fat motherfucker.
Fat motherfucker. I know. I could give you that one.
That was hit him up too.
But I'd also
hey bruh.
I'd swap that for number two. Nah, number two is definitely that's why Ether. I fucked your bitch, you fat motherfucker. Definitely cool.
Hit him up, yeah.
West
yeah,
side,
yeah.
That's cool. Number one, bruh, Ether. I'm still saying to this day.
Ether was so.
Label, bruh.
And it's like, yo, it was like basically MCing. Fuck with your soul, like Ether. Like, Mans was going in, dog.
Bro, that was the first time a nigga went lyrical on a diss track. Nigga went lyrical on a diss track. And it was
Tybo Ho.
Nigga, come on, bro.
Number three. Dick sucking.
I could give number three to no Vaseline. Definitely.
Ice. Hey, bro, that was craziness. That was craziness.
Number four. Yeah,
that was mean. But anyway, yeah, let me go through the five again. So, number five, I have Exodus 23 verse 1, Pusha T. Four, who shot you? Three, No Vaseline by Ice Cube. Two, Hit 'Em Up by Tupac. One, Ether. Honorable mentions.
Bro,
I say at number five? Put all Pusha T diss tracks at number five. All of them, they just deserve to be.
Not all Story of Editon. Not Story of Editon, no. That's not lyrical.
You know what? I put Story of Editon. You know what I think?
We're talking about diss tracks.
It was iconic, definitely. It was iconic. But lyrically, he didn't try too hard. That's my problem. Like, it was deep, but it wasn't, like, the shock value was too much.
Okay, sorry, wait. No Vaseline. Was that lyrical? No, it wasn't. That nigga just went straight up talking about these niggas that have A's or all. Nah, what was that?
Getting fucked. Ice Cube went crazy on them. But now back to back is one, definitely. It changed the game. But you see, Dappy, lyrically, I love it so much.
I love Dappy lyrically. That was the first time I actually saw a nigga put sauce on a fucking diss track, bro.
Hey, he made a diss track sound.
Even back to back, like what's it? The thing is, when you go toe to toe with Umtrizan will smack you.
But you see what he did to Meek though. What he did to Meek was wrong. Because
shout out to my boss, bitches, wifing niggas.
Hey, shout out to all my boss, bitches, wifing niggas. Yo. Make sure you hit him with a prenup.
And tell the boy to ease up. And the thing is, bro.
Wait, hold up. This nigga said, "You don't even have to say it louder, nigga. I heard you the first time." Hey, boo.
Oh man, that's
I could have done this to anyone.
Please, bro.
You know, Chubbs like Drake, man.
Like he's talking to niggas who jumped him.
Yo, but do you guys recognize how? I'm not saying like, because hip hop beef like spans quite far, but like, do you guys recognize how like the people at the top or like the people who really make money, like the stars, they don't care about this shit. I just realized that right now as we're talking about this shit. Like, it's very rare to have a Nas and a Jay-Z beefing. It's like a very rare thing.
Yeah.
That's why it fucked up the rap ecosystem. Like, whoa, Nas, Jay-Z, Aibo. Who would have thought could I think about it? Nas was literally
it's always the random one.
The call of their time. You know what I'm saying? Like the Q-tip of their time.
No, Nas was the greatest of all time.
To go against that guy, it's like, what the fuck? And then for him to win, it was like, yo, brah, come on. Like,
wait, but any more diss tracks? I get you, though.
Brah, wait. The Oh, man.
I get what you're saying, though. Yeah.
Lil Kim.
Yo! Yo, Remy Ma!
Hey, Remy. Shita.
No, the Remy one.
Hey, Shita, man.
No, Remy murdered that one. No.
Hey. Shita was crazy.
Bro, what's the one with Lil Kim went to Nikki?
I don't remember that one. When Lil Kim went to
Nikki. Who the fuck won war? FedEx straight bringing BT.
Oh, I remember that one. I remember that. Who the fuck won more? I remember that shit. Damn. We old.
The thing is, the thing is with Lil Kim was smart. Lil Kim used to like make money off of this shit, like literally, like back in the day, that's her thing. That's why niggas even fucked with her, because she was the one nigga one bitch that niggas could listen to.
Black Friday, yes.
I smell pussy jars at you.
Who that?
What? You don't know if... You don't know 50 Cent diss track.
It's not even that, bro. Go to 50 na money, bro. Because even so disrespectful,
a lot,
bro.
Wangster. A special...
Yeah, you wangster. Just a wangster. Yeah, you never shot none.
So disrespectful. So disrespectful.
Nah, 50 had way too many diss tracks,
bro. Because 50, uno, two. Yeah, about 50, bro. He's that type of nigga who just likes to start fights for the sake of. So that's why he's gonna have so many enemies, bro.
Nah, it's not his style. He trolls.
Bro, we're super. He's like that nigga who can't take him anywhere.
He's a rich goon. Yeah, like.
Bro, you can't take him anywhere because he's just gonna make.
You know, in the hood where someone is gonna tell another nigga that he said that he's gonna fuck you up and go to the next nigga and say he said he's gonna fuck you up and no one said shit and then starts a fight. It's like, oh, look at that.
That's definitely
that, he's good, exactly that type of guy. No cool, I'm cheater, bruh. And oddly enough, the way that man talked, not that I wish death on anyone, but I'm surprised he's still alive, bro.
You can't fuck with 50. That's a goonie.
Times. Remember, it was a huge story when we were in primary school. Huge story.
Hey, bruh.
That's Southside Jamaica Queens, son. That nigga kill you.
This 50 Cent getting shot 9 times is almost a bigger deal as Undertaker dying for the third time.
I find that effective. Don't take us back.
So that man died mad times, bro.
Undertaker died so many times. And we're like, no, they buried him in cement and he wasn't even there. Hey, bruh, that was craziness.
And then they burnt him the next time.
Yeah, it, bruh. In a way, wrestling was like generations for niggas. It was so beautiful, niggas.
The storylines were amazing, though, back in the day.
Bro, come on, bro. Come on, bro. That McMahon nigga, bro. That McMahon nigga all coked up, jumping all over the place, bro. He's a different breed, bro. He's a different breed with it. They don't make anymore.
Vince was The empire is crazy. The WWE empire is crazy. Crazy. Because back then, especially, like, that's what I'm saying. We're at the beginning of civilization. We don't realize it, but we're at the very beginning. Because we saw the evolution of course. We saw the evolution of technology, number one. And I'm not saying us specifically, but then people can still speak on it. Our parents can speak on it. We also did too, like a bit of the tail end though. But then it's like, there was a time before technology and the time with technology and people are alive, still alive to tell that story. But that's what we saw. Niggas, like TV was something new. 1950s, that's when niggas, that's what I'm saying. We're still early in the shit. 1950s, that's when TVs and shit started making its way in. That's when people started becoming TV stars. I'm sure that must have been weird to people in 1850. Like, the fuck? People are want to dance in the box for what? Yo, bro, I'm sure.
I see what you mean by we. Okay.
We're still at the beginning. All the shit that we're facing now is just history. We're just living in history. Everyone lives in history. It is what it is. Because when I was watching, like, documentaries and shit, I don't want to take it too far. I was looking at, like, all the, like, different times where Queen Elizabeth was going through in the royal family. And I'm just like, look at this. Ah, they had to do this. It was normal for them to wear this. I was like, shit. I love history because I just like looking at the shit that they used to do back in the day. It was weird as shit. Elizabeth.
Lizzie.
Nah, I have a conspiracy theory, but I'm not going to say it because these niggas are serious.
Oh, she died a long time ago. I'll say it.
Remember when she got sick? Bruh, and the niggas didn't tell us why.
Last year.
Niggas didn't tell us why when she got sick.
Oh, I died, fam.
Oh, come on, guys.
That one was a body double. That one was small, frail, out of shape, bro. That why.
And now it's God Save the King. Charlie.
Don't save nothing, bro. It's just cartel. Yes, nah, bro. There's nothing more funny than all them bootlicking niggas talking about, oh, she led with such grace. Led with such grace, Gabe. Who shall we apartheid when?
Like, hey, bro.
Niggas
had to. I understood niggas had to, you know, they had to do what they had to do because they still got ties. And it's like, okay, now we see them for what they are. You know, we had to see that. It's okay.
Ties.
You know what I'm saying? Gang, gang. You know, UK, they'll just stab you. Steal com. niggas carry swords and shit. Niggas will stab you in the UK.
But the thing is, bro, my thing is that I hear you. If you were a politician or a political figure and you were doing that politicking on that Lizzie stuff, I hear you. But if you're just a nigga in the streets talking about Her Royal Highness,
indoctrination. Like, I keep saying, let's see, we're brainwashed. And we don't know how deep this brainwashing goes because Americans America is the most successfully colonized country in the world because they believe that they are the bullies now. That's what the UK, the British were to them. They were bullied. So then they kicked them and like, fuck, we're just going to become a stronger version of you or try to become a stronger version of you and bully other countries too, like you guys did. Because they didn't do that to anyone before the British came.
You know, another thing I realized, niggas, Wootsie, I realized that this is whole full of bullshit when Isilo, bro, when were UK niggas saying that, oh, he led with such class? He's got a quota Isilo, but now we must kiss Lizzie's ass at Mingangan. I know who my king is, bro.
I get you, but it's what they do. Like, emphasis on they. There's just a couple of people that gotta, you know, they gotta butter their bread, you know, they gotta do what they need to do.
Labo.
I didn't do that. So now at least we see them for what they are. Like, sure, we see what side you're on. It's cool.
Hey, cupcake.
Did you see Naledi Pando looking like the Undertaker though, bro?
Nah, I didn't see.
Thank you, but I'm glad you see the picture.
Oh my god.
Undertaker. Revival.
Yes, bro. Some of these niggas really do. these some of these niggas really do have to retire. Even the Undertaker knew when time was up. These politician niggas, they are a fool. These guys,
it's,
they don't
it's
want.
Annoying because they're all the shit and hey, bruh. And like
they have to
be
take
like,
naps,
easy, dog.
There's business to be done. You have to take
your
naps.
Grandparents, dog. Like go play with your grandchildren. You're gonna stress yourself out. In your 70s, in your 60s and 70s, you're gonna stress yourself out.
Right, to me, 70 should be the cutoff. Even that is too much, but 70 should be the cutoff.
65.
It starts at 35, right? The age that you can be the president starts at 35.
Yeah. Oh, that's more than enough time. Wait, 35 to 65. Yo.
I mean, no one's gonna be a president at 35. Like, you're gonna be a president in like.
Hey, but Macron. Macron, how old is he? 41 or so? Or when he came in, he was like 39 or something. Macron,
yeah,
whatever.
He was young.
He was young.
Aye, bruh, but bruh, that's an actual country, bruh. To be a president of an actual country, it's fine. But to be a president of a joke, a madhouse.
Like, did you just call us a jungle?
Nah, but it's like, it's no. It is craziness because it's happening in front of us now. And we can do something about it eventually, but we can't stop it right now. We have to wait. Wait our turn. But then who are we going to vote for? Because everyone's doing a madness.
Everyone. And the thing is, all these niggas are all funded by the same person. It's all the same group.
That's the funny part.
Funding everybody.
That's fine. Yeah. That's fine. It's like, okay, cool. I can get money on all sides. It's like, instead of be against them, just make them pay rents.
But the thing is, they have agendas. They're not just giving money just for fun.
Yep.
They're giving money so
they can get
something
under the rear.
Can't serve agendas on another person's homeland. It's like, that's how raping Africa. That's the strategy they're using. And they're using,
who's
lending
what's in Africa?
Millions and millions, paying out debts that countries, China, because America left these countries in debt, right? So they give them money until they're like, we can't give you any more money. And then China's like, hey, I've got the money, but then still these countries still can't pay for the infrastructure, right? And then when you can't pay for shit, what do I do? Yeah, give me something then. Give me a part of your country then. It's that easy. And they're doing the same strategy in South Africa. Same thing. It's just here Americans are doing it.
I'm so glad it's going to be over, bro. This international break, bro.
I just want to see what's we have in store this weekend. Finally. Like just something.
Isn't it the Manchester Derby?
Yeah, it's crazy. I don't know if it's a Manchester Derby or is it Arsenal? No. Oh,
yeah,
let me check.
United, I think it's Austin United City gonna drop this weekend.
I know, that's crazy. And I gotta watch that.
Bro, like City fans, the biggest thing City fans are hoping for is for this Maguire brother to start, bro.
Oh, Maguire's about fit. Dude, you see what this? I don't wanna go back to yo, bro. Oh, Maguire, guys. I know, that's another nigga. That's another nigga. It's like, bro, why are you calling up to the national team when he's not even a star at his own club and he's a captain?
Bro, and there's still niggas like Tomori.
Forget the niggas around. Like, him. Like, why is he playing? It's always him. It's like, we have to realize at some stage that bro man isn't doing too well. Let him earn a spot.
I think Maguire had a folder from Epstein's Island and all these coaches that keep playing him went there.
Oh, you nasty.
He has all their nudes.
My nudes.
No, my nudes, Jeff. There's no other explanation.
Yeah, we're starting off with the London Derby, Arsenal and Spurs, and then Manchester Derby on Sunday.
I'm going to do a shower and eat.
But then, hey, Brian, United with Martinez, I have to take it back. This nigga's been holding it down. He's been holding it down for United.
And Casemiro's also playing his part. He's actually like, he's flourishing now. They're giving him space, like as the old man that he is, the legend that he is.
MLS, United is a new New York City FC, NYCFC. Hey, anyone that's old but can, bro, still play. Oh, United.
But bro, those niggas are balling now, bro. Like, the moment they took out Maguire, bro, niggas started balling.
Exactly, it was Martinez, because that nigga, they're always trying to pin niggas against him. And then he times his jump to the point where you're like, oh shit, I thought this nigga was behind me. Pause. You know what I'm saying? It's just, his positioning is great. The timing of his jumps for headers are crazy. Now, he does what he needs to do. Like, I doubted him at first as a center back. Nah, I gotta take that back. He ain't that bad. But anyway, would you niggas...
I knew he was solid, though. I'm pretty sure I said it on the pod that he's gonna be solid.
Yeah, nah, that's facts. But would you niggas ever be on a TV show? And let me specify. Oh, okay.
Okay,
let me specify. Now, on this TV show, actually exists. You go to an island with sexy signals. Sexy signals. Yo, on Caracas.
The nigga will use words he don't really know.
Yeah, it's peace.
Jesus. Sexy singles. You go there. Everyone's good looking. Bitches are fine. Booty or whatever you like. It's all there. Cool. And then 24 hours later, they tell you no sex, no kissing, and no sexual or no sexual touching, and no jerking off. Otherwise, they'll take money off of the. They'll take they'll take money off of the prize. It keeps increasing every season. Like, it doesn't. So let's say.
Wait. What?
Let's say 500,000. I'm just making. Oh, let's say 100.
For a second, I'll tag you.
You wouldn't go.
Tag you. 500,000, I baby fam.
Sensational.
500,000. 500,000.
Wait, how long is the course of the whole show?
Billion, boy.
Wait, what's the course? How long is the course of the whole show, bro?
I don't know. It must be a like either a month or two. I'm not so sure.
Ah, bro, that's easy, bro. Come
so
on.
So wait, wait, hold up.
You can't kiss. You can't sexually touch. You can't jerk off. You can't fuck. Nothing sexual.
And you're the only guy with how many women?
No, you're not the only guy. It's guys and girls.
How? I get it, bro. Nah, I wouldn't be on that show. That show's whack.
I think it's just such a fuck.
Yeah.
Can't even control the
honestly,
but the South African nigga. The South African nigga, and he was he was turning up. He was the one that fucked. He lost him a lot of money. And then I realized something from all of this.
Of course, represent.
Oh, you know what it is.
My boy knew what he was there for.
Even though he was a colored, still as out. He knew what was up.
They sent the worst type of South African. Where is Jala? That one represents that one day. Oh, wait.
It reminded me of the time when, it reminded me that there's people who do whatever the fuck they want to win in life, weirdly enough. Because when I watched all three seasons, against my will, when I watched all three seasons, I realized the people that fuck up the most always get the most chances, like, to get back. And it's like, okay, I already broke the rules, but still they're trying to accommodate me to make everyone to put me back in the game. It's the weirdest thing ever, and that's how life is. The people that keep fucking up or they keep doing whatever the fuck they want keep getting chances in life, because it's like, if you live by the rules, you won't understand how far you can go.
Exactly, your full potential or your potential. There's truth to that.
There's truth to that, but number one, bro, I've never seen niggas so happy celebrating PPM, because bro, literally think of it like this, bro. We get pussy all the time, bro. Pussy, like, it's good, of course. Don't get me wrong. But it's like paper over pussy, or pussy over paper. Bro, I'd do that easy, bro. Paper. You talk, is this 500K? This is 500K. Oh, dollars, 500K. Like, real currency,
what the
right?
500K, dog. 500K.
Well, like, dollars, bro. Like,
500K. It started at 100K, if I'm not wrong. Or it started at 80. Something like that, but it was 100K at some point. It's like you don't even leave with money, at least with something. Like, I got to be on an island, like, live my life.
But if my kijima like 500K in dollars, bro, that's almost 10 mil, dog. That's paper, bro.
That's almost 10 mil.
500K, how, bro?
That's almost 1 mil.
It's 1 mil, dog.
No, I'm saying if we convert 500k in dollars to rand, it's almost 10 mil.
You're doing the direct math. Yeah.
It's like almost 10 mil.
No, but I'm saying rand, dog. Like, I'm saying you being... Yeah, but I get you, but yeah.
Wait, okay. Was it 500K in rands or dollars?
No. It was dollars, but I'm just saying, like, in our situation, I thought it was rands, but you actually want to convert this shit to make more money. I don't pump the hustle.
Bro, like... pump the cheese, bro, out. Come on, bro. I'm sorry, but if you think of it like this, think of it like this, bro. You are sitting in this house with these shorties all day. You'll talk to them, you'll spit game, you'll spit ism, but make sure you focus on the money. When you get the money afterwards, you don't think that you can come and do the swing around for all those shorties and come back from there one after one.
It's like you couldn't
you have the paper as well.
Like, you couldn't keep shit exciting enough. And then I know the ones that I want, and I know I'll reconnect with those ones specifically that I wanted. Then after the show,
you can.
Guys, I could do all of this that you're saying, but the stakes need to be high. It needs to out easily, foods. I don't care. It needs to be high stakes, bro. Like, if the prize money has started at like 500k, then no, me, I'm a church boy, son. I'm a church boy. I ain't touching.
No. You know. Let me tell you what you niggas would do. Or let me start with me, cause I don't think mine is heavy. Me, I know for a fact my character on the show would play mind games with all these bitches and make different bitches fall in love with me. I know I'm going to do that. I know Bavaria is going to be the one that's going to walk in.
Boy.
Nah. Hell no. Bavaria is going to be the one that walks in and man's going to go to every hand, spit game. Like, Hikon Yems, of course, are on go because of the show. But then he's going to be the one he's going to get cuffed, but... he's gonna be the one still going to other hands.
How's he gonna get cuffed and we're not doing anything?
No, on the relationship, he's gonna be one of those niggas on the show with the relationship, but then he's still gonna go to other hands.
There's no kissing, there's no touching, there's nothing.
But then they're gonna sleep in the same bed. They sleep in the same bed and shit. But he's gonna be that nigga. The relationship.
Should lump it.
Exactly. He's gonna be the relationship nigga, definitely. And then
you know what I actually realized.
And then last one. And then who can be the one who's like tempting these bitches to, like, not tempting them, but then they're gonna come to him for a good time. When they
every time you with the shorty, bro.
You're not gonna catch him because him and the chick will go into a corner, and then they're gonna he's gonna be a pimp. He's gonna be they're gonna be the ones who want to stroke his dick or some shit. He's gonna be the ones who be like, okay, bitch, just come in, head counts.
Sensational.
He's gonna be a pimp. I'm telling you. That's who we all gonna be.
Hi. But bro, this whole thing, I think, bro, that whole concept of that reality TV show is just PPMJ. PPM is a problem.
It is.
Those are just pussy over money.
As funny as it is, it's like, it's also troubling to see what's like, well, people can't just go a few weeks without fucking, like, come on, bro.
It's great, bro. Good ass, good pussy is great, but bro, it's not that great.
I feel like you
mess up your money.
You also lose your bearings. Like, how are you gonna fuck different chicks? Or like, hey, bro, like, at least, like, it's, you have to have a set, like, you know, like we keep saying, you have to have your roster. It's like, you know, you can rotate your roster, but after every 3 months or something, or no matter how many times you wanna rotate it, but there's a roster. Get that. You can't be taking your trip and dipping into every single source.
I think that's fun. Like,
that's a lot,
form, bro.
No, I'm saying you can be on form, but it's a lot as a nigga, bro. Like, it's like you can get, like, it's tiring if you actually doing something. That's just tiring.
But I think the only problem is that my gents have this mentality of school is the way. School, that's the problem,
nasty
bro.
Shit.
Bro, that's so nasty, bro. That's so nasty, bro. Yo, that's so nasty, bro. And I think
that's
something you need to stop. Bro, you need to start shaming this.
It's been a year now, and I haven't. I'm good sober. School sober.
Sensational.
Bruh, I need to start shaming niggas, because bro, that's cutting niggas' lives short. It's cool. Have niggas like school too bro, much, bro.
I'm okay. I mean, I'm just scared of having children, bro. Like that shit scares me. Now I'm sitting and waiting for your period, bro. Nah, I'm good.
That's one part. The second part, bro, when there's like green fog.
Why is this
Yeah, jump in, school.
Yo, bruh. And bruh, yo, hang egg, bruh. When your piss starts burning, bro.
City young fa.
Mm.
Nah, like and also like STDs, bro. That's craziness. It's like as much as it's not normal, it's still crazy to have STDs. At least that's one thing in life that's still crazy in this world, is to have an STD. It's like, bruh, you're still getting STDs. Like,
hey,
honestly, bruh,
we normalized everything, Fitz. School, next moment your dick is shooting webs like Spider-Man, bro. Ow.
If niggas could do that, they would hang from trees, I'm telling you.
Hi, niggas need to behave. And also, it's not even that. Another component of this thing of having many shorties is that, like, if you have many shorties just off of the game, that's fine. But, bro, a lot of niggas are not doing it off the game. They're doing it off the wallet. So that's a cost as
well. Like, with those specifics, I don't care. It's just when you spread them out too much and you're not even in one, what can I say? Like, I understand.
Like, I get what you're saying.
Like, you have to set up base, but then you can't have a new one every single. It's like, yo, bro, like,
you can't go wide and deep at the same time.
Pause. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? That's perfect. Sensational.
Sensational.
You can't go wide and deep at the same time. Pause.
You can't.
You can't go deeper.
But Lexington still can, bro. Lexington still can. That man, I
still can, Maji.
Mendingo.
Mendingo, them niggas can, though. But yeah, I think, bro, my public service announcement, if I was ever to run a presidential campaign, my one manifesto item would be to defeat PPM. South Africa would be a great country if PPM no longer existed, bro.
Yeah, and take away this alcohol addiction, I swear. Like, it's okay. It's truly okay. Like, come on. Yeah.
Bruh.
Like, for me, you know what I think? It's okay. Like,
I really think
we overdo it.
We definitely
do. Trauma, stress.
Yeah, trauma, like we said earlier. Like, I get it, but we overdo it. It's like, I get it. Like, don't get me wrong. I love weed too. Come on. It's like, I treat weed like they treat alcohol, but that's alcohol, bro. That's different. At least weed, I can carry on with my day. But then just be a little bit slower than everyone else, or sharper, depending on whatever strain you smoke. You know what I'm saying? But, bruh. Alcohol is a death trap.
Bro, easy. Strong.
Easy.
Strong, bro. And the thing is, alcohol and PPM goes hand in hand, bro. Because niggas, they drink a mad thing, and then they go make some dumb decisions with their dicks, and then you have three different kids by three different women 9 months later. Like Nick Cannon, bro, that guy needs to go to rehab for PPM because Jesus Christ.
Am I the only nigga on earth when I'm about to do something stupid? I literally think fuck it in the moment, or do y'all just do it and then think about it later?
Yeah, sometimes I'll be thinking that as well.
I just be like, fuck it. My bad. But yeah, Nick Cannon. Nah, it is what it is. Like, I feel like he's on that tip that ODB was on, and certain other people where they were saying that they want the population of, you know, I don't know, but yeah, population control conspiracies, I feel.
All right, bruh. Nick Cannon has a problem, bro. I definitely think he has a problem. Because if you're going to be like, there's another thing about population control and all them things that people never take into account is that these kids have to be raised and you need to be present, because you can even if you can cover the paper, you can cover all that, bro. There's going to be a lot of young niggas and a lot of young women that are going to grow up with daddy issues because you split too thin. Like we said, you can't go wide and deep at the same time.
Sensational.
Yeah, that's facts. Pause. That's facts. Pause, of course. Always got to pause that. Now that's facts though. It's hey, bro.
You can't,
people,
bro.
People do as they wish. Like, I don't want to get serious about that Nick Cannon thing, but people do as they wish, bro. If man, hey, the homie has like,
money, bro.
I was about to say,
you have enough money to take care of your babies, do your thing, bro. Like,
no, I was about to say, niggas will be like, yeah, he has enough money, but say, bro, we all know there's a lot of things that goes into
a kid, bro, than just money, kid, bro.
And yeah, but it is what it is, bro. Let
man, bro, like going to 8 different locations, bro. 8 different Christmases, bro.
Let no, man, no, they must come here. I have a big ass posy. They come to my posy. What you tuning this out here?
Okay, obviously, but in theory that works. If in theory that works, if everything is domed out and all the shorties know their place, they know how to play ball, they all know how to move together as a community. Think, it works like that.
Bro, the only
in
shorty,
real life,
the only shorty I think. No, sorry, cut you off, but the only shorty I think he can't really have any in check is Mariah. That one, I
yeah, he has a problem. Should never. Nah, she knows herself.
Bro,
that's the only baby.
She knows herself.
Yeah. Bro, I'm going to sound dumb for asking this question, but is Mariah white or black? That one was always dribbling me, bro. Because
apparently she's black. Yeah, apparently she's mixed.
But when I see her, I just see a white hand. But then when I hear her talk and I see her behaviors and whatnot, it's like, you
definitely sound
she's
black.
Yeah.
She's aunties.
Yeah, high pressure is, bro. And you know it's mad, bro. These baddies are starting to look like Abo aunties are more and more. Like I think Boiti has
Boiti, bro. No, my problem is that she doesn't want to make it believable. It's like at least Jema now, like get your arms toned. I don't mean to be that nigga, and you guys know I'm not that nigga. But that's
yeah. We know what you mean. But she looks like what aunties are like.
Why?
It's past you.
Wow.
La, la, la.
Like even Umini, bro. Mini is starting. She's still bad, of course, but she's starting to look a little.
Nah, but she's looking like Andiza. But she's at the Andiza age, bro. Like Andiza starts at 30. Going.
Nah, but chicks love that Andiza swag. They love it a lot. The big hats and the sunglasses, and you know they love it.
Yeah. But they don't want to be Andiza, bro. They want to be
they
forever 21,
bro. They want to be rich housewives.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But
you want to wear
gowns
to dinner, but still go and turn up. It is what it is.
You know who's the perfect epitome of that? About Tembe Siete.
Nah, she's MILF, dog. She's MILF. She's still MILF. Even though I see what you mean. Like,
I got two aunties, Aluana. She's not Coco or Apple. Like, if you're
she's
putting...
Anyway, any nigga would still hit, bro. Any nigga would still hit.
Ah, definitely.
Easy.
Kun.
Easy. Right, bro. Come on, we just talked about this, bro.
Oh wow, guys, I'm born and I'm doing right. So
you're born again, bro. Scrutinize. Eliminate the elements of surprise.
Sensational.
Bro, literally, just
your age.
Hey, scrutinize. We're kids.
Scrutinize. Exactly. Eliminate the element of surprise. Bro, this is they took that ad off. They took that ad off TV and the fucking single motherhood rate shot up. They need to bring that joint back, bro. What like when AIDS is looking like those little black ninjas, bro. Bro. Even remember that
they did emphasize AIDS on us.
I remember that shit. The ninjas attacking your bloodstream.
And we didn't understand. We didn't understand for real. Yo.
All a man would just walk around screaming, scrutinize, bro.
Scrutinize, as a kid.
I was catching ism that time, bro. Hey, I was catching ism. Subliminally, I did that.
No, but that's what ads are for. It's just that no one makes iconic ads anymore.
Facts. I just think I don't watch TV anymore.
No one does. That's the thing. We now all have content for ourselves. It's personalized for what we want.
Yep.
Everyone has something. There's everything for someone out there.
Facts. Bro.
And that's what content creators are aiming at. We'll make something, definitely someone's gonna bite at it. Definitely. Like Netflix. Yeah. Have you seen how Netflix is buying all these weird ass movies, but they shoot up to their top lists, like their most watched list. And you're like, hey, this weird ass, but it's in the language of
communities
and the whole fucking movie.
Different communities. And that's what I like. Like, I just watched. Hey, bro, I just watch a lot of horror shit now. But, like, I just watch some movies and, like, a bit of series, too. Some crazy shit. And I realized that, there's something for everyone. Because, like, if I feel like watching thrillers, I'll watch it. If I feel like I'm also watching, like, a lot of family, you know, like, my wife and kid type vibes. Yeah, but the newer ones. Yeah. I'm watching that shit. It's nice and funny to me. I'm like, oh, shit, this would be great on TV. But oh, this would be great if everyone knew, but it's just on Netflix. So it's like, yeah, it's just trying to cater to everyone, and then everyone has their own version of it on their different platform. Like, we can't all agree that something is dope anymore. It's very rare.
That's so rare. Even franchises are not living up to that anymore.
Who still watches Fast and Furious?
Like, oh, trash.
Who's still watching that shit?
Yo, cack.
I watched the new ones though. I still even watch for the old G droids.
The last one.
Yeah, the ones with Paul Walker. Oh, bro.
Those ones are still best. I'm still on them things.
I wonder fire, if bro. You know how we live it. Tokyo Drift made us all go insane. Yo.
Still to me, bro. By far the best one was Too Fast, Too Furious.
Best.
No, that
best,
was fire. Best, fire, fire, fire.
The one with Ludacris.
Yeah. Yeah, Tyrese. I think like Ludo competes.
That was the first time we saw him, Tyrese.
Tyrese is a very important character. Like, was that the first time we said, we hungry?
Yeah, we hungry.
Ah, we hungry.
Hey, man, you got something to eat up in there? We hungry.
Man.
But all right, niggas, let's wrap it up.
Yeah, let's wrap it up. Just like how Kane should be wrapping up his Johnson when this broads got them.
Scrutinize.
Eliminate the element of surprise.
Sensational.
Shit.
Yo, man. As always, this was the world's most sensational podcast with yours truly. Bavaria in your area. Wrap it up so you don't get malaria.
And shave it so it doesn't get hairier.
Sensational, man.
Sensational,
man. That was it from yours truly, man. And as always, you know what this is, you know what this was, and you know what it's always going to be. It's the Let Me Mansplain podcast where
everything
goes, just as long as you can mansplain it. Peace.